Blog Talk Radio.
And I just want to flow with the Lord. I hope everyone had an awesome time in services
on yesterday, and so I'm going to jump right into this service because 1 hour goes so quickly. Before you know it, it'll be over. But tomorrow, I'll be back again, and then I'll be back again on Friday. So if you miss me today and you want to get your prayer request in, you can always tune in tomorrow and get your prayer request in tomorrow to praise God. So we want to surrender the services into the hand of the Lord before we get started. And so let's just bless in Jesus' name, Lord. We just come before you, giving you thanks, glory, honor, praise, blessing your holy name, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. The earth and they that dwell therein blesses your holy name. Oh God, oh Father God, in Jesus' name, I just entreat your presence here on this podcast today. I pray, God, that you will have your way, God. Yahshua, to use me as you see fit, Father. I'm all yours today, Yah. Speak a word, Father, into the hearts of your people, Yahshua, that will change their life, that will change their destiny. Today, oh God, right now, I pray that you bless your people, God, in a mighty way. That you encourage them today, oh God, as they seek answers to their prayers, as they seek solutions to their problems, oh God. I pray right now that you give them a word, God, hallelujah, that will propel them, that will propel them to their destiny, oh God. Right now, Lord, I decree so you can increase, oh God. And I thank you in advance for what you're doing, for what you've done, and for what you are about to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just feel so much going on. Hallelujah. I feel a clearing. Not only a clearing, but I also, hallelujah, feel that we need to speak some things into existence. Call those things that are not as though they are. Amen. And so I just believe, just gonna, like I said, we're just going to fold the Lord today and allow him to have his way. And so if you have any prayer requests, I'm waiting for you to get your prayer requests in because you don't want to miss anybody. You don't want to miss anybody. You want everybody to have an opportunity to, get on in here with your prayer requests today. Amen. And watch God move. Hallelujah. And watch him move. And watch him work it out like he always do. Because that's his desire. Hallelujah. To meet you at the point of your because you know what? You have to give glory to him. Have to bring glory to him. Amen. So he has to meet your need so he can get the glory out of your life. Some people not that God is real. Hallelujah. If they don't see him working in your life. So, you know, don't despise this time that you're going through. If you're going through some hard time or some troubling time, don't despise this time. Because it's a way that people can see, hallelujah, not only the fruit that God is in your life. They're not going to be able to witness that you're bearing those fruit, the characteristics of God. But they're going to see that God is real. They're going to know that it was nothing but God that brought you through what you're going through. It seemed like it's embarrassing. I'll never forget when I was married to my first husband and the trials that we went through, you know, they were great. That was great. But people got an opportunity. My pastor, she told me the time, that people, they looking at you and they want to see God bring you even through this, you know? And so all of that is to give glory to God. You know, not only give glory to God, to win souls to the kingdom. Because if they see God working in your life, and Lord, you might be feeling bad. Oh, I got to go through this, and this is right, and blah, blah, blah. You know, but it may seem bad to you, but listen, God means it for good. He hit it up. He means it for good. You know, all that trouble that Joseph went through, all of that was no fault of his own because God had a plan. You know, he had to be first of all, his family had to be, his brothers had to be jealous of him. you know, and because he told his dream. But God had a purpose. God had a plan, you know, for their lives. He knew what he was planning. And so he had to position Joseph so he can be the, to cause his family to survive what was coming years, I mean years down the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Joseph had to go through a lot of things. Not only was he sold into slavery by the ones that he loved, each other. But listen to this. Some of your dreams that you have, everybody can't handle your dreams. So stop telling people everything about yourself. Stop telling them what you're doing, what you're trying to do, what you expect. Stop that. Just close your mouth. Everybody can't handle your dreams. And because they can't handle your dreams, you may not tell them. You know, some people you think like you don't like you. You need to get over it right about now. You think everybody like you? No, they do not like you. So stop fooling yourself. They don't see you the way you see people. You may just be innocent. And some maybe some shortcomings in them. You know, but nevertheless, everybody not going to like you, and it's all right. They don't have to. But you need to wake up and stop thinking that everybody like you. Because you're telling too much. You're talking too much to people who don't got your best interests at heart. You want to be accepted. Yeah, I see you. You want to be accepted. Yeah, I see it. Hallelujah. You want to be accepted in the clique. You know, you just want to be down. That's what they say. You know, you just want to be accepted, you know, into what they're doing. You know, it's kind of like a form of peer pressure, and you don't realize it. But they don't like you. I don't know. It might be a group of women at church. You know, they sometimes, you know, they sometimes pair off in the clique. It might be somebody in your family. It might be in your neighborhood. You know, somebody that you really want to be acceptable, accepted by. And it's not working that way. And you have to get over that they have some issues, not with you, but with themselves. You know, sometimes people's low self-esteem will cause them to be jealous of somebody else's looks or gifts or whatever it is that they feel that you have and they don't have. It's a whole lot of reasons why. But nevertheless, hallelujah, glory to God, nevertheless, stop telling your dreams, your aspirations to people who don't care for you. Because all they're going to do is try to kill your dream. Joseph's brother tried to kill his dream. But God had another plan. He had to get Joseph to Egypt. And that's why the other brother came and said, no, get him up out of there, let's sell him. Because God knew he had to get Joseph to Egypt. And Joseph went through a lot. Potiphar's house, his wife, because Joseph was handsome. Potiphar's wife lied on Joseph and said that, you know, he tried to rape her because he wasn't giving to her advances. So listen, people going to lie on you. They're going to say all manner of things about you because the Bible promised that they would. The Bible already told us that they would, but they don't like you because why? You're serving them the Most High God, and the devil in them don't like the Jesus in you. So you got a war going on. But don't be all upset when you find out somebody lied on you and you thought they was your friend. What? Everybody don't like you. Everybody, you think they like you, they don't like you. Joseph would have never thought that Potiphar's wife would have lied on him like that. But she did. And they believed her, got him thrown into jail. Now his life seems to be on delay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says this. He says that my people perish from lack of knowledge. Perish to me means to die. They are destroyed. They are annihilated because of the stuff that they do not know. Joseph was almost annihilated because he didn't realize that Potiphar's wife will lie on him. And he went to jail. Some of us, lives, where lives are, our lives are on a standstill. It's on a delay. It's not denied right now, but it's just on a delay because of our own choices. And some choices we make out of ignorance. That don't mean that the consequences still are not going to be felt because you knew you didn't know it out of ignorance. It behooves you to know. Amen. It behooves you to know. Listen, I always say, if you're walking across the street and a Mack truck is coming, an 18-wheeler truck is coming, you're walking across the street and you don't see the truck, you don't even know the truck is coming. Don't mean that truck ain't going to hit you. The truck still going to hit you. It was up to you to look around and investigate before you step one foot out in that street, whether a truck or a car, anything was coming. It was up to you to do that. You know? So God has given us a vast plethora of information, and it's up to us to know the signs that, you know, they lying on me. And it's in our nature as Christians, we are supposed to forgive. You know, we forgive people. And unfortunately, God hasn't set us up where we forget. So yes, we definitely are supposed to forgive people, but and God is the only one who's going to see a forgiveness. But we forgive people, and we don't remember what they done, and we see them doing the same thing back over again. Why? Because we want to be accepted in their crew, be down with the clique. We want to be in, and they're not going to like you. It's time for you to wake up and realize that everybody's not going to like you. Everybody don't like you. But you can't allow that to dictate how you feel about yourself. Glory to God. You can't allow the way people feel about you to make you feel any way about yourself. You know, and I need to minister to a young lady. Oh, my heart, because she's dealing with rejection. She feels rejected today. She feels unaccepted. It's a laugh on the picture video. It's a lie, baby. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. You are accepted. Listen, you are wonderfully, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. Because you're made in the image of God. Hold your head up high. Stretch your legs and make strides. Hallelujah. Because God has made you beautiful. It don't care. Hallelujah. If they don't want to accept you, it don't care. If that God walked out on you, it don't care. It doesn't matter. Because the only thing matters is what God says about you. And he said that you are wonderful, wonderfully and fearfully made. I made you in my image. I sculpted you. You're beautiful. I think highly of you. The apple of my eye. God is saying that to you. God is saying that to you today. Whoever you may be. Hallelujah. He loves you more than you can ever imagine. He loves you. Oh, don't turn a deaf ear. Because this word specifically was tailor-made for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves you. It don't matter. It don't matter what they say. It don't matter what they do. I bind that spirit of rejection. In the name of Jesus, I pull you down every line, spirit of deception. In the mighty name of Jesus, I wash you now. Receive the thunder fire of God and burn to ashes in the mighty name of Jesus. I say the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. No longer will you, hallelujah, work and tear down her self-esteem or his self-esteem today. She's the head and not the tail. They are, hallelujah, the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. They are righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The heir of God and the joint heir with Jesus. That's who they are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I come against, hallelujah, every spirit of anger, every spirit of jealousy. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind you now. I send you back to the sender. Avoid at your assignment. I bind the spirit of suicide and nothingness. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word right now in the name of Jesus. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are who Rabba Kanda, who God says you are. You are what God says you are. You are his child today. Let them walk out. Let them say what they want to say. Let them ostracize you. Doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Because listen, honey, this is like Elijah told Gehazi. There's more with you than against you. There's more with you than against you. Elijah told God to open up his eyes and allow him to see, hallelujah, that there's more with us than against us. And when, hallelujah, God opened up Gehazi's eyes, he saw that there was actually more with them. A host of angels encamped about those that are camped round about them. He saw that it was more with them than against them. Amen. Got encouraged. Hey, and God comes in such a peculiar way. Blinded all those soldiers. And Elijah was able to lead them someplace else. Glory to God. In the highest, will God do it? Hallelujah. God will make your enemies not only be at peace, but he'll make your enemies your footstool. My God, my God, my God. Glory to God today. Hallelujah. Today we declare, hallelujah, that every enemy will become footstools in the name of Jesus. We decree it right now that every enemy will become footstools. We thank you, Father. Thank you for making our enemies our footstools today. Enemies of our peace, enemies of our joy, enemies of our finances, enemies of our favor. Hallelujah. Enemies, hallelujah, of our resources. Enemies in our marriages, enemies, hallelujah, in our homes, enemies in our children. We decree and declare today that all enemies in every area are footstools today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we stop them at the pass. We decree the blood of Jesus is against every enemy. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is against every enemy of our peace, every enemy of our children, every enemy today. And we bless God to glorify him today. He's so worthy, worthy of glory, worthy of honor. And I thank you today. I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to know that all things are working together for your good. Hallelujah. All things are working together for your good. And we just praise God for that. Hallelujah. That the peace of God that surpasses all understanding begins to invade and begins to invade the good. You know, to start last week, and I started about worship and some trinity of worship and how I began to worship the Lord, to share a bit of my truth that I still believe that I was going to be doing. Only because it was the reason why I started worshiping God and I considered my worship and my worship is to get people in God's presence. So one thing I understand about the presence of God, everything's changed. Hallelujah. It's in God's presence. Everything. I don't care what it is. Direction. Healing. Hallelujah. Peace. Finances. Whatever you need. Hallelujah. It's in God's presence. And my goal is to get people in God's presence. And so, I wanted to just give a little bit of my testimony of how I was able to get into God's presence and the events that led up to me worshiping. His Lord was worship. Hallelujah. And worship is when, and this is in Shalisa's definition, my definition, is when we touch God and we call God. Hallelujah. I said, I'm touching up for us. Amen. Inspired to touch him first. We reach out and touch him. And so God was so awesome that gave me spiritual love when I was working with people that just dragged me to God's presence every day. And so I was going to be this for you over the course of a couple of days so you can understand where I'm coming from and why worship is so important and why it's so pivotal to me. Hallelujah. When we get in God's presence, when we have an encounter with God, it has the ability to change our destiny. One case in point will be Saul on the road to Damascus. Saul's views were changed. His views were changed. Not only but his views was changed, his name was changed. Even though there was a controversy on that, once Christ got a call up to the Damascus, once he had that with God, it changed his direction.
Yeah.
Was having an affair. I searched myself over and over again. What did I do wrong? Because everything he asked me to do, I thought I did. I couldn't make sense of this, so I cried and cried. My husband told me he didn't want our marriage anymore because he wasn't happy. We were not connecting, and we had nothing in common. So he said, you are a Christian. And I am here. I wanted to say, oh, you didn't know that all these 5 years of marriage? It was just an excuse. My heart was broken into pieces. It seemed as if I couldn't breathe or if I couldn't walk, but God knew I couldn't do this in my own strength. So he sent help. Oh, God. And that's just the kind of thing. Hallelujah. He was sending help. The Bible says he's a very present help in time of trouble, in time of need. God is your help. Hallelujah. Romans 15, help has come. Romans 15 says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not be pleased, and not to please ourselves. The Bible says, let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. And that's Romans 15 and 1. We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Boy, was I weak. About a month before I started going through this trial, I met this pastor at a church that I visited from time to time. Denise was her name. And she was the guest speaker on this particular day. She preached, ministered, and prophesied. This woman of God was on fire. This woman of God was full of the anointing. And after service, I just had to meet her. As I began to talk to her, the Spirit of the Lord told me to give her a copy of my group CD, Broken Vessels, and a copy of my book, The Memoirs of a Broken Child, a book of poetry. Denise read my book in about a week and called me back within that week. And from that point, our friendship was established. A divine appointment. It was not by coincidence that I met Denise, but it was by a divine appointment. As I talked to Denise, on that day, she wanted for me and her to get together so we could discuss some things. My book of poetry had really intrigued her, and she thought we needed to get together over a meal to talk and share. That meeting never happened, but we had a time to share. Oh, yes, a time to share. Hallelujah. I just bless God today. The trip. My brother was getting married, and our whole family planned on attending. My brother was getting married, and our whole family planned on attending.
I thought this would be a great vacation for the children, a road trip. So we drove from Miami, Florida, to Horsham, Pennsylvania. What a drive. Well, my husband really didn't want us to go, but he said that we could, so we did, and I didn't think anything of it. We had so much fun at my brother's wedding, and just about all the family had gone up there to celebrate this wonderful occasion. When we came back about 4 days later, everything had changed. That's when I got the "I don't want to be married anymore" speech. I needed someone to talk to, and Denise was the ideal candidate. Oh, bless God. See, God sees and knows. God really do see and know. God really do see and knows what through. He says, God really does see and know what you're going through. We say that so much until it becomes as a cliche. But God is who he said he is, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-wise God. The Lord appointed this time of friendship and mentorship in my life with Denise. The day I met Denise, I was headed to another church, but God ordered my steps to the church where she was preaching on this particular day. Why? Because God sees and knows what I needed before I even needed it. He made a way for me to meet Denise because he had purpose. Purpose was why her presence was necessary in my life at this time. God needs for me to make it. He needs for you to make it. So let's make it. God needs for us to make it. So let's make it. God places people in our lives that can relate to us, people that have gone through what we've gone through, what we've going through, so we can be strengthened and encouraged. It's encouraging to know if he did it for them, he could do it for me too. God has no respect of a person. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to start right there with this particular chapter. And that's the first chapter. Tomorrow we'll go on to chapter 2. And this is just the premise that I'm giving you so you'll understand what was the what was leading up to me learning what true worship is and how to truly worship God. And I understand that true worship is done on your face. Glory to God. And I learned to get on my face and worship the Lord. So this is my own personal testimony that I want to share with you. And maybe someone will be encouraged today to get in God's presence. Because everything that you need is in God's presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The dry bones came alive because of God's presence. And so if you get in God's presence, if you're lacking anything, whether it be a job, whether it be finances, whether it be a mate. Somebody's looking for a mate. You're tired of being alone. You're ready for that wife. You're ready for that husband. But I guarantee you, if you seek God first in all of his righteousness, that he will add everything that you need. He will add it to you. You know, he will give you your heart's desire. But you have to get in God's presence. Amen. You have to want to do that. And so I'm just a mouthpiece for the Lord about his presence. Glory to God. I just glorify his name. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and begin to give off all of our questions that have come in. Pray. We're going to pray. Hallelujah, because prayer is comely for the upright. And so we have a prayer report for a young man who's requesting that we hold him in prayer because he needs a job. He needs a job to supplement his income. And so we want to remember him in prayer. We don't want to forget that he's requesting for prayer for his job that he's desiring, and that they will treat him fairly and just, and will look at his past because that has been many years ago. And so we just want to remember him in prayer, touch and agree. Amen. That God will open up that door for him that seems to be blocked, and whatever is in the way of that door, that it will be removed in the name of Jesus. That every generational curse in his life will be broken now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that that job is his. Yes, that it will be turned around. Anything that they have already decided, any solution that they any decisions they decided, hallelujah, will be reversed in the name of Jesus. Give him favor with the interviewer. Right now, those who are in charge, give him favor with them. That they will give him the job in the name of Jesus, that he'll be able, hallelujah, to sustain himself. That he'll be able to not only sustain himself, but sustain his family, also his children, in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, for your glory, that you will be glorified. That when you do it, God, he will give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. And he will declare and decree that ain't nobody, could nobody do it but you. Hallelujah. It had to be you. Hallelujah. That did it. In Jesus' name, we decree a thing. Amen. Also, I'm going to pray for a young lady who's requesting prayer for her marriage. She wants to be a good wife, and she wants to be able to follow her husband's needs. And she wants to make wise choices and good decisions concerning her home. So we just want to pray in the name of Jesus. We want to pray in the name of Jesus that God will guide her thoughts, that God will guide her actions, that all of it will line up with God's will for her life. In the name of Jesus, that God will make her the mother, the other, and the wife, a godly mother, a godly wife. Hallelujah, he desires for and she won't be so hasty, and she won't be so she sees quickly in the name of Jesus. Say God, through our patience, that's our very soul. So give her, hallelujah, the soul. Give her the know-how. Give her the desire to be that mother and that wife, that daughter, that daughter, that you trust her, that you know that she is your mother. Get a hold of her eyes. Get a hold of her book. Operation of marriage destroyers and records in the name of she is not that covenant. In Jesus' name. I want to pray for George Martin. Today we remember him and pray. We also want to pray for Rodney Thompson, who was in the hospital. God raised these men up from their bed, from affliction, oh God. Oh, Rabbi, come and take them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabbi, come and reverse any damage done. Hallelujah to the heart. Any damage done to the kidneys, damage done to the arteries and the vessels, any damage to the muscles, let it be in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Hallelujah. Their help will not waste their money any longer. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let your blood not be transfused with their blood. Perfect their perfect health in the name of Jesus. Give the doctors wisdom, give the nurses wisdom. Any witchcraft demon, any witches and warlocks working in the hospital, Lord, against them. In the name of Jesus, I nullify your efforts today, right now, in Jesus' name. Anybody working any witchery or trickery or sorcery, be bound in the name of Jesus. Receive arrows in the mighty name of Jesus. Burn to ashes. Receive arrows. Receive the flame of fire of God. Burn to ashes. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God. Let your humanization, hallelujah. Let your humanization, God, be their humanization in the name of Jesus. Transfer your humanization into them and let it be their humanization in the name of Jesus. Any disease living in their body must die now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Any they vomit now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be restored, all the organs back to their original state in Jesus' name. And God, I decree, I thank you, Lord, in advance, for you do nothing but an answer to prayer. You do nothing but an answer to prayer. Hallelujah. I also want to remember Anthony Thompson in our prayers too. Hallelujah. God will unify that family, that God will cause Anthony to come and see about his brother. Right now, I come against all form of division and separation in family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For a house divided will not stand. Right now in Jesus' name. So I come against every attacker, against their relationship in the name of Jesus. Right now that every wicked spirit around them flee now in the name of Jesus. Let every enemy, hallelujah, to their good relationship be removed now in the name of Jesus, never to return in the name of Jesus. Let them become one. Let their family be unified. Hallelujah. Cultivate in their brother heart forgiveness. And let him, hallelujah, go see about his brother in Jesus' name. Oh, God, do it for your glory. Hallelujah. For you. Hallelujah.